Boys Recap, Law Dump, or Left to Our Own Dedices.
Help me push the boat into the ocean so I can get the...
Hold on, Teddy, hold on. You have to unhook it from the... See how it's, like, attached to that thing there? Here you go.
Is it still... Is it...
Okay,
am I doing this right?
Look, I'll just come help you. Yeah, there you go. It's all unattached. okay, ready? And... Three, into the water, right? This is a boat that we're pushing into the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to start our new adventure.
What?
Nothing.
Here we go.
Oh, Kate is here.
Splash!
We did it!
On the banks of the Moonchild, we see our heroes pushing a random boat into the water. They look to their left and see their perfectly fine airship moored in the dock, ready to go.
How do we get into it now? It's just floating away.
Yeah.
My boat! Oh, God dang, nabbing my boat! It gone, don't run away!
Teddy, don't drown him!
Oh, hey, okay. he was very loud.
Oh, sir, I am so sorry. We were out here trying to rescue your boat.
It's looks sailed away.
God darn boat, don't run away! I treated her too badly, one too many times. Oh!
Hey. Under normal circumstances, we would help you retrieve your boat, but we're running kind of late.
Yeah, fine. I'll go out and get myself. Bye, heroes. Have a good new adventure.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This new adventure's starting off great. All right, I guess let's push our boat into the water now.
Well, usually we just keep it in the ocean, right? Yeah. How did it even get out? we got a new ship, didn't we?
Yeah, at least we know it's a brand new boat.
Just grinding along the...
It's like a second-hand car. Yeah, they're just out. They're like, all right, it's yours now.
It's in the water.
Yay! We did it.
Now, quick, before...
How do we get in?
What a great adventure.
We need another boat to get to that boat.
And we fade on our heroes creating a bridge of boats to their next destination, wherever that may be. No, you're on your boat. It's floating just out of the harbour. You're punching in the destinations. You hear the engine beneath the hull start whirring up. And you start puttering away from harbour. There's a couple of townsfolk in the Kings Bay waving hankies at you as you putter away. When you hear the sound of jet engines flying across the sky, this cruiser of a ship, this long, sleek, metallic ship, streams into the water next to you. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Pull over!
Does anyone know how to pull over?
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep.
A disco ball falls from the mast. A gangplank lands on the side of your ship. And you see two pale officers, police, alternative law enforcement, planar activity law enforcement.
That's it.
We've met these police officers, not these particular officers.
But you know, but you can recognize their badges.
Oh, can I have a go on your bike?
This is not a bike, it's a cruiser. It's like a car.
I've seen you've got bikes, right? You've got like space bikes.
They do have space bikes. These two pale officers walk up the gangplank, and you see one of them like, what have we got here? Couple of punks trying to run away from the cream sign. Cream sign. Hey? Yeah, cream sign's what we call the crime scene up in space. Well,
that's easy for you to say.
Excuse me, persons of airship, we actually have a warrant that we need to search and interview anyone leaving the Isle of Moonshay. So if you could just politely, have a seat while we, interview you about your happenings and, going on. Yeah, you little punk, sit the fuck down. We're gonna have a little chat about where you've been and why.
Okay, he seems very authoritative.
Sure. Yeah, we kind of had a whole afternoon playing. I, like, gestured to the disco ball and...
Put that damn thing away.
And the cream sign.
All right, you little punks. Trying to make a getaway, are ya?
Yeah, we're getting away.
Yeah, that's a weird way of phrasing it, but yeah, I mean, we're on a boat.
How suspiciously guilty of you, you punks, getting in your airship and flying away from a crime, a cream sign.
Guilty of what, good sir?
Guilty of anything I say. Actually, they're not guilty yet under Act 247.2. They're still innocent until proven guilty. We're just here to take your statements, so please have a seat and...
While he's doing this, can I reminisce to other boring conversations I've had to listen to, like in the past? Like maybe that time... You guys remember that time with Brian Starr? Is it too early to? Can I just start reminiscing? While he's trying to read me whatever rights he's trying to read.
Flashback to Brian Starr's most boring conversation.
You're like listing the things in the shop.
Oh gee, guy, look here, I got a skull. Oh gee, and up here I've got the eye holes.
Meanwhile, I'm a million miles away.
Eye holes in the skull.
I'm thinking about like wrestling school. When I was just a wee lad.
Are we going to flash back into that?
a dream.
We're eight bottle episodes deep.
I come back to reality.
A hand smacks down on the wooden table on the deck of your airship. Listen here, you little punks. All right, you're going to tell me how y'all wound up here. Start from the very beginning.
From the very beginning?
We need to know everything for our incident report regarding this huge dinosaur.
The eldest, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can go back to, like, I mean, for me, well...
What's the theme song to Roller Boys Babies?
Isn't that... It's off-key.
Babies, here we are.
Stroller Boys.
We got it. Lock that in. New IP.
I'm so sorry. It's been so long, I'm derailing already.
Another hand comes down on the table. Listen here. These IDs and registrations say you're from Waterdeep. What you doing out here, huh?
How long have you been in Waterdeep? Because when I think the furthest back that I know about is like, I was like one of the, like, I think I was like the most famous baby in Waterdeep for a while. I'm like in textbooks and stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Apparently, I just wouldn't come out for like 2 years, three maybe.
You're that baby? Well, you think you know somebody, and then, you know, you see him in a different context.
I remember bits of it. It was weird.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It's really nice.
Well, officer.
Really nice. We don't really need to go that far back. Yeah, you little punks.
Back to the womb.
Yeah, well, look, from the start, my name is Joe Thunder. These are my friends and associates. In that order, Glen Rickett.
I think you know somebody.
And Teddy Theodore Tullius. Yeah, don't particularly have an agenda. I was in Waterdeep. I'm a by trade professional arena fighter.
That's how it all sort of brought us together, I guess. Yeah. It was arena fighting.
I used to fighting for money, fighting for prestige. I had a nice little thing going. And then eventually I ran into these guys who rescued me from nowhere in particular. It was all political, I remember. We made the townsfolk very angry.
Witch hunt,
you know.
On us.
Then what's this? And he slams down a receipt, a payment for a job from Brian Starr.
Our first...
clearing rats from a basement, huh?
Oh, that.
Likely story. Sounds like money laundering to me. Doesn't it, Officer Longfellow? Yes.
That money was paid for services rendered, and in fact... We were probably owed a lot more than that receipt shows, because that is the prime reason that this beautiful 6-foot-something human has all these terrible, terrible flesh wounds.
How'd you get them wounds, sonny boy?
Pretty sure we saved the town, right? We should flashback.
Actually,
let's flashback.
Yeah.
I want to flashback. You see all these, like... It's like Jim Henson Muppet style, like rats with the little foam brains exposed.
Singing songs.
Oh geez! Oh hey, fellas! Oh hey, go pop downstairs! I got rats in my basement. Yuck!
I certainly hope there's only rats down here and nothing a bit too out of our pay grade.
Even if there is, I'm Joe Thunder. I'm a fighter and I remember things as they happen, like my extensive backstory and character. So if there's anything down here, I'll fight it, I'm sure.
Oh, Joe, you're so big. Oh, gee, guy, you're so handsome.
Can I ride your dog?
Of course you can.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Hey, what's behind that big, gross, scary-looking door down there?
It's the next part of the story! Hooray!
Ooh. Yay!
You descend into a dark dungeon. It has all of these spikes. There is a rat princess there. Save me! Save me!
Well, here goes nothing.
It's like you can clearly see the like the wires and everything.
I bravely kick in the door.
The door flies against the back wall. You see a mind flayer there. Tentacles are 2 to 3 meters long. It's hovering in the air with arcane power pulsing out of both its hands.
Nah, yes! It is the heroes that were prophesized. Time to kill my enemies.
I drop kick him as he's
gone.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
I've been my one weakness being kicked by a drop.
Oh, sweet flip, Joe.
No worries, man. Hey, Cassandra, it's probably time for you to leave now that the action's getting handy. Heavy. Did I say handy?
Swoon.
Catch you later, babe.
And as we fade back into the present, Gage says,
well, I think we're forgetting the most crucial point of this storytelling, which was how Teddy
lost his... Oh, yes, wait,
his,
I remember, yeah, and then
let's
just cut
back
to, like, Teddy gluing the door shut.
And what's Gage doing?
Flying around the room.
Whoa!
Looking like super young and youthful. And
yeah.
As you
huge
glue
lots of hair. Yeah.
As you glue the door shut through the keyhole, a tentacle appears and spikes into your brain, Teddy.
Oh no!
Oh, down I go.
Oh, Teddy, no!
With my last action, I curse you with death.
Oh,
as it all gets really strange from here, I don't remember anything. You guys are gonna have to pick up.
We fade to a Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, yellow submarine esque escapade through Teddy's mind.
Close up of a skull, like breaking open like the earth, and all these diamonds and viscera flying out.
So wait a minute. If you died, then how are you here, you little punk?
Am I dead?
You were for a brief moment of time, I think, and Dolly and Luanda helped put you back
right
on track, kind of patched you up.
So I'm not a ghost?
No, Teddy, you're really here.
Ow.
Yeah, see? Not a ghost.
Yeah, no tracks, not a ghost.
It was quite a repair job, but as you can see, here and here and here... There's quite a lot of, like, internal organs still visible.
I think the repair job was kind of like to gather the brains that were in the mind flare and shove them back into Teddy, essentially.
Oh, yeah, there's,
which
like...
could explain a few...
There's at least 70% his brain in there. It is mostly Teddy.
Yes.
So you killed the mind flare, did ya?
I mean...
Yeah, that's real good.
Oh, is
yeah
it?
Oh, mind flayers, terrible. Pale's always looking for them. Oh. You little punks. That's just how I end sentences. It's actually a good thing.
Oh, well, okay. You'll be glad to hear, at the time, we definitely cremated the body and did not stick it in a barrel and carry it around with us for quite a while.
Good, good. So you killed the mind flayer. But then you left Waterdeep, huh? Suspicious? I don't think so.
Well, me neither.
But, like, for prosperity's sake.
Well, we left just because we, you know, after that happened, we were pretty traumatized. It was a Luanda thing, I think. But she officer, to be fair, maybe just wanted to get rid of us.
I can understand that entirely. I'm very looking forward to leaving.
And then there was the Sloppy Joe Golem, which might be related to your cream son.
I do remember that.
Oh, classic Sloppy Joe Gaunt. We had Dime a Dozen.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I'm just looking at your files here. It says you've got an IOU from a devil.
We did get that. Yes, that IOU from the devil.
How?
And we saved him.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Mm. We're going to take a little break. I need a cup of Joe just for a second.
Are you going to be okay, Joe? What are they doing to you?
Yeah.
All right, the two police officers walk around the table, start milking Joe Thunder.
Oh, no.
No, we cut to a scene
that's
of the
not
two
a nipple.
The two police officers walk to the other side of the boat, back to their cruiser. You see him pouring drinks out. They turn to each other. So, what do you think of him? Well, technically, we can't arrest Teddy because he doesn't. I don't believe that he's alive. Yeah. What about that? What's that grandpa's name? The little tiny one. Gage, is it? He keeps looking at me like he's expecting something, or I'm his dad or something. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, and Joe Thunder really doesn't look like he does in the poster over my bed. He's kind of really let himself go, you know? Strange bunch. We should see what else we can get out of him.
Guys, what the hell is going on? I don't know about you, but I barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning. Yeah, what the hell were we doing in Luskin?
This is a big old lore drop, isn't it?
How do we get out into the ocean?
Were any of you keeping journals, Teddy? Are you serious? We just... spent all morning moving boats.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just try to keep ourselves out of prison.
Yes, how I was going to mention, what should we leave anything out on in this or just tell it all?
I'm saying I don't remember, Gage.
I think we glossed over the whole prison thing because
if
we've been like arrested, they can't arrest us again. That's just the law.
I don't think that's true, and that's what I'm saying. I think we need to steer really. We haven't done anything illegal that I'm trying to think of. We screwed a couple of people over, but like,
yeah,
nothing I remember.
And like, murder's not illegal. It's just like, it's just frowned upon.
Okay, that's a good rule. Let's try and leave out where possible the murders.
Huh?
So what should we substitute beheading for? Like what?
A birthday party?
Birthday party, okay.
We threw him a birthday
a surprise birthday party.
Yes.
Yeah, like, yeah, surprise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very surprising.
Surprise, yes.
Surprise me. I did it.
Maybe we could just say that they were...
No, I didn't. Joey did it.
Hey, what?
The hand slams down on the table. You punks.
Ignore everything you heard.
We didn't hear anything. We were milking Joe, if you know what I mean.
Jeez.
What? It's a common turn of phrase, you little punks. Now, you just left Waterdeep, saved an imp, rolling a barrel of miscellaneous purple tentacles.
We didn't tell these guys about our fourth member. Artemis.
Oh, Artemis. Oh, yes.
I haven't seen him for a while, actually.
Oh, no. That's a sad story. Yeah. Though, Teddy.
Why?
I don't know. But yeah, no, look, Artemis, yeah, what a fantastic memory.
I can't wait to meet up with him again.
There's an arrow placed neatly in his temple and another one on the other side in his neck.
Unforgettable.
Yeah, one day, Teddy, we'll catch up with him. We'll put it on the old to-do list.
That's some pretty grisly shit. So why are we heading to Luskin, huh? Another job, maybe?
Luanda sent us out looking for a Luster Khan, a friend of hers that she wanted to catch up with. So she was old and decrepit, so sent us out. We were looking for adventure. We were a group of three. And so we went over in the direction of Luskin to look for him.
Yeah. Did we mention where Janet is? We're janitors. We're just...
Oh, we took every job along the way.
Oh, clearly you're janitors. Look at your ship.
The garbage. Although, I guess.
This is a different ship, but you've already painted it somehow. You punks.
That's a whole other story. I'm sure we'll get to that one.
Just says
the fresh paint leaving a trail in the water behind us, like as it gets washed off the boat.
Fish.
I've just checked the in and out records for the astral plane, and it looks like Alista Karm died 2 days after you guys arrived there. You wouldn't know anything. Again, we're pale officers. We don't care about the day to day inner workings of the material plane. We just want to get a full picture of everything.
So we gave him a surprise birthday party.
Yes.
Of his head.
Yes. For his head.
We can only assume
his body.
He was either so moved or so surprised.
That his head just came off.
That he passed away.
Let me take you back, officer. Well, Luanda, she actually sent us to get to talk to Alusta because she had... I had the impression that Alusta stole or controlled her mind to give over this manuscript that she got us to collect for her. The typewriter. Remember
I do. And this blueprint had mistakes intentionally added into it.
Oh, that's right, yes. And it was
through your genius,
from Lantern.
Mr. Tinkerer over here built it correctly.
No. Was to make letters
on a page.
Yes, that's right, Teddy.
It was a new strange Marvel.
I still couldn't work out why you would do that.
A mechanical thing, but I'm sure we'll get back to Lantern. That's a whole other chapter, but one step at a time.
Let's pump the brakes and talk about how you gave a birthday party to Alistair Calm's neck.
Yes.
You seem like you got a handle on it.
So wait, let me get this straight. You tricked everybody in the host tower of the Arcane, walking right up to a very high and very powerful enchantment wizard.
Oh, we were mid-job. We were cleaning.
Oh, cleaning you janitors, not assassins. Okay.
No.
Assassins, yeah, no, cleaning.
You'd be surprised how often they get mixed up.
Though. Yeah. You're suggesting that we assassinated this man to achieve the blueprints. That is an incorrect reading of what's going down here. That's not what happened.
It was so amazing, as we've said, he's so amazing. He was so happy about the party that his head popped off and then we realized we had somewhere else to be and so we jumped out the window.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Oh, cool. It was just quicker that way. I mean,
so
we're fun-loving guys.
Was this on the 23rd, was it? Yeah, that tracks. So it says here that there was a huge kerfuffle actually in the sky. Apparently a demon was summoned over the skies and an invisible spider. I don't know how they knew it was an invisible spider, but...
You know what parties are like, man. People exaggerate after the fact.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
Those uni students get up to some wilds, especially in the host tower of the Arcane.
Mm.
And then it says here, you took an airship. Hmm? An airship? An airship. Yeah, you little punks. How suspicious. Not very, I don't
think. Yes, we met a individual agent from Lantern under the name of Dowie. And he sort of told us to journey with him. And so I guess
he just seemed to like us, so he gave us a ship.
Yes.
And then he's, I think his head fell off.
Oh, yes, Dory is deceased. God, I guess from the Tower of the Arcane people.
Some people just don't know how to take their alcohol.
Mm. Yes, at the party.
Yeah. I didn't realize how many of our friends and acquaintances have passed away. It's really kind of sad.
Yeah, can you give us a moment?
Yeah, I'll give you a moment.
I open a window.
Are we jumping out? Yeah.
Featherfall at the ready.
Yeah. 1 meter into the ocean.
Airships are a pretty hard thing to fly for you material planers.
Oh, it was a pre-coordinate destination.
They had these automaton-style metal men.
Mm.
Yeah, I think if anyone's responsible for any kind of murders, it's probably the ship and it's not us. We're just there along the ride, for the ride on the ship.
Yeah, yes. It's like one of those river rides at Disney World or Movie World or something.
For this report, would you like me to equate all the murders that you've done to the ship?
Aha, nice try. Haven't done any murders.
No murders. Lots of parties.
Oh, yum. No, I nearly got you. Oh, they totally did it.
I mean, we've been around murders. Yeah, we've seen people's lives.
Who hasn't?
Murder adjacent, yeah. I'd say.
Okay, and so then you wound up at Atlantean, a lost civilization of powerful technological geniuses?
Indeed. We were sort of checking out what this whole blueprint manuscript had to do with the whole, I guess, story so far. And we met...
Of our lives.
It seems like a really inciting incident there. That manuscript really kicked a lot of things off, didn't it? Yeah, it seems silly that it would be completely left by the wayside after season one.
Oh, should we go? Should we show them the cool costumes we got made in Lantern?
Yeah!
Let's go get them.
And we flash back and backflash sideways. This is Gage's one, but it
goes over my calf.
Oh, look at the little arms. I think that's going to fit there.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Oh, don't put your leg up.
Teddy, you didn't have to take your other clothes off. These are all our costumes. Feel free to take any off the hangers.
They're beautiful.
Thank you. I absolutely spend a lot of time on them.
Yes.
They're all smeared in shit and gore.
I absolutely love them.
I sort of tried to cover up the gore once.
party.
Yeah. You guys are party animals.
It's cake.
No, that's definitely blood. A lot of these are covered in shit and blood.
Weird janitors.
Chocolate sauce and Yeah.
Give me a look at that. What are you writing anyway?
You move his laptop around and you can see that it's...
is this a laptop?
It's a laptop. It's,
whoa, what is this?
It's a laptop. Get over it. You see whoa. It's Roller Boys fanfic. Hey, no, actually, that's mine. You can't read it yet. It's not done yet.
Oh, why does it say that...
Gage.
Oh, Gage and I are...
What? Gage gently strokes Joe's face as Teddy...
The laptop down.
As Teddy removes his second moustache.
I hope it's not a prophecy box.
That's for me, actually, and you can't really read that yet, so thank you.
What's this interview for again?
Are we getting jobs?
We're asking the questions. Yeah, you little punk. We're asking the questions here, and also prompting you on things that you might have forgotten.
Prompt away.
So you're in Lantan, having a bit of a beach episode where there's no stakes and you can just sort of interact with carnival games.
Well, we were sort of meeting the political parties of the area and some of the prominent individuals of the town. There seems to be two main party
opinions. Yeah, Gage met someone.
Oh,
yes, that doesn't fit in with my fanfic, so I'm just gonna no.
Oh, can't forget a bit about Zan.
I'm Zan. I love Gage so much.
Get on my back, baby. Look at me go. I'm a sorcerer.
Who knew Gage had such an amazing inner life?
What is what's Teddy doing in the background of all this?
Just cuts to like the scene from RoboCop, like in the warehouse, ricochet shots killing all these drug dealers.
No, actually, this is gold. I'm going to keep all of this in. Well, then it seems after you arrived, Lantan revealed itself to the world.
Yes, they were having a bit of a vote on whether they should keep their technology secret from the rest of the mainland. Yes, like you said, revealed their knowledges.
We helped with that as well, so, you know, you're welcome for those way. Societal technology advances.
I live in a spaceship, you little punk.
Good point, well made. You're welcome. Wait.
Check out this, it's a laser gun. Pew, 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 pew.
Whoa.
He holsters it back in his unclipped holster.
I look over the side to see like a few dead dolphins.
When we get to go on the motorbike ride, can I have a go on your gun?
Of course you can. It would be irresponsible to not let a criminally insane, dangerous person to have a go at my laser gun that electrocutes everything it touches.
And we can do that at the end once.
Here, have it now.
Yay!
Looks like we won't be having a ride in the cruiser anymore.
Teddy's just an evil genius.
Look at this, I'm going to do a trip.
What's your trick? What's your trick?
It just spins like this, and bullets are shooting off just every which way while he's spinning it.
As you spin it, and it's just firing wildly, the 20 is that you don't hit anybody on the boat, but just all of these birds start like falling from the sky. And like after a while, you hear like a whistling. Something like heavy is falling from the sky. You see big dragon wings as a wyvern lands on your deck.
And I say, happy birthday! Happy birthday, birds and dragon.
That really reminds me about the time we caught a wyvern on the boat.
Yeah,
deck.
On the airship. Yes. We were fishing over the side.
Why were you on the airship, huh?
Oh, we were on our way to meet the second wizard on our list.
Your murder list. Yeah, I got it right here.
Why did we call it that?
It's quite incriminating.
Come bite us in the butt, yeah.
Cannot stress, we don't care about this type of stuff. We just want to get the whole story.
Oh, you don't care?
Yeah, it's called the murder list. We kind of knew coming into it, you little punks. And also, we've got extensive notes on what you did and where.
Well, if it's all right with you, I would like to use this as a cathartic process for me to get off my chest all this.
Very mature of you.
Terrible things we've possibly done.
Yeah, you little punks, we have extensive psychological training. We're here to serve.
Well, it was
Arthur. Not Albert Francis?
You know what? It was definitely Arthur.
He was pretty good too. Albert Francis is pretty good too, I guess.
The wizard on your murder list that I'm holding up right now.
That's the one.
Albert Francis, Albert the second Francis. One that you didn't kill but still died.
Does it really say that? Can I have a look at...
Of course you can. It's your murder list.
Okay, I start eating it.
Please, get it all out in the open. Oh, we're here to help.
So he was the next on our list as some one of the...
Are we doing still doing the parties or...
No, I think we can trust these guys.
If it helps you process the murders, you can call them birthday parties, by all means.
They're mostly Gage anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we know that he kills the most. And also, strangely, took over a... He's got a dark side. We know that. Mm-hmm.
Well...
So we were on our way. Albert Francis was this punk wizard.
It's just nice not being the one crying. Usually it's me. So this is what it's like, huh?
We would eventually go on to... He would go on to sacrifice... We didn't kill him. He sacrificed himself for the good of the town.
He was turned out to be quite a decent chap.
Which
he
is
was...
also what happened to, like, Illustra Calm, and they sacrificed themselves. Yes. But this guy actually sacrificed himself.
We had a pretty good go at sacrificing him for him.
Yes.
And then
yes.
that didn't work. And he,
no.
But, he was a bit of a peacemaker, so probably, he was trying to break up the two fighting factions in the Moonshae Isles.
But we were sent to clean them up. If you
janitors.
Because you're janitors, yeah. Well, if he's such a good guy, why is he on your to-kill list, huh?
Well, he was, but... I think we changed sort of courses around the...
because we met the dude and he was just so dang friendly.
Yeah,
I understand why you changed your moral compass around to be the heroes for once, but why was he on the list originally? What happened in Lantan? Did someone send you to kill him?
He's a sex pest. I don't know, we can go back.
That's strange. On my record, it says he's in a secret cabal of wizards that are trying to stifle...
That's right, yes.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mistress Chosen, it was the name of the cabal.
Should
we add that he's a sex pest?
No. The group was called... Like, he was a sex pest. That was the group of cabal of wizards.
That's strange, because we've got Mistress Chosen, but I guess...
It's spelt sorry, different. It's like C-E-X...
I'm just going to do a quick find replace.
Don't.
Are you sure? It's really
I'm
easy.
Positive.
Okay, because I can do it whenever you want.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
We probably shouldn't shit on his name after he's dead. He was such a nice guy.
He was a noble fellow.
Yeah.
I have another heroic moral wave come over me.
But
all murdering.
We kind of changed course because there was something bigger going on in the Moonshae Isles, which was... this giant, monstrous entity known as Khazgaroth was being summoned.
A hand smacks down on the table.
Wait
a minute! That. We just glossed over a wyvern?
A wyvern, yes, a wyvern.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Get over it.
I say it however I want to say it. You little punk, but wyvern is how I say it now. I actually say it wyvern. I think that's etymologically the correct answer.
Yeah, it's a two-winged lesser dragon.
Yeah, but it was attacking us, and so, you know.
I mean, last time we talked to you guys, we were trying to get you to come down because we had a big giant lizard thing, and you wouldn't, you were like, no, but here you are, like, you're obsessed with this wyvern, and it's like...
Yeah.
Well, we'll just hope you didn't eat it.
We tried to eat it, I think.
We did. We and extracted the poison from its...
It was gross.
Oh, my. Another quick little recess as the two police spin around. I think they might have dragon madness. Yes, eating wyvern meat can definitely send you completely insane. That's true. Well, look, we'll have to take them on their word, but this might all be just a fever dream. Yeah. Okay.
And then I went up in a cloud, and I met one of you guys, maybe. Were you guys there?
That happened way further down the line.
Oh.
Like, well, you're skipping out a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, back I go.
As you arrive at the Moonshae Isles at the King's Bay where you are at currently.
I feel like some food.
I wonder if there's any shops around.
Look at this. It's Todd's potatoes or something.
Hello, I am a boring character. Here is your meal. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can we ask you questions for 40 minutes?
No, you may not. I'm busy.
Fair enough. Bye forever. Hey guys, let's go follow the main plot line again.
Of course. Why would we do anything else?
Hello, I'm a random NPC on the road. I have
Not now. NPC. We're on our way.
Important mission.
To the Don't touch me!
Very well. Goodbye, adventurers.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Came into a bit of conflict in the Moonshire Isle. Something about these folk and barbarians, huh?
Yes, two feuding factions, as it were.
Yes, the war boys.
Led by Gore Chief Dunghoard, the Kamehameha.
That's well exactly what I have here.
And
War Chief Iron Tusk the Third.
Digby.
War Chief...
The townsfolk that were opposing them were called the Folk, from memory.
They're called the Folk for some reason. They got really lazy when they were creating the Moonshae Isles.
I think the townspeople probably realized the extent that we remember names and were like, you know what? We're just the Folk.
You have a lot of trouble with names.
No worries.
Can I look for Marcus?
Hayden! Hayden Bladen is my name. You little punk!
Hayden Bladen.
Officer Hayden, don't you forget it. You met the Folk and the Barbarian. They were in a little tiff.
Yes, they were in a tiff. Albert was actually trying to break them up and restore peace to his sort of hometown, which was the Moonshae Isles.
Oh, we dressed Gage up in a little penguin outfit.
Yes.
That seems completely irrelevant to the story.
I go and get the penguin outfit from the
hangers. We just forcibly undress Gage.
I take it back. This is adorable and very relevant. Longfellow, make sure you get this down. The penguin suit is adorable.
Actually, was it the penguin suit? I think it might have been
the Pikachu.
Yellow Batman. Yes.
We don't have the rights.
Yellow Batman.
I don't think we have Batman either.
So the war boys and the war chief just wanted to fight. Big premium on fighting there.
No, but you're missing out. And then we dressed him up as a little cowboy or something.
There are a lot of costumes.
So you managed to get them to work together, did you, you little punks?
Surprisingly,
it's what we do.
Surprisingly easy to get them to attack the mountain.
Then what's this? And he slams down photos of like a huge conflict happening yesterday, I'm fairly sure.
Yeah, out of context, it looks bad, but...
What was Albert Francis doing all of this?
He was trying to restore balance to the magic or something along those lines, yes. And it involved a giant lava Tyrannosaurus Rex-style creature.
I don't know if he actually... I mean, he said that he was stopping it, but he seemed to be just being like...
New Agey meditation
or something.
I think he was a bit misled because he thought that this temple that he was at was a temple of Grumbar, but turned out to be, I think, of a different sort. And there were two betrayers in each party, one from the Folk and one from the war boys. And they were sort of working together to summon this giant creature, Hasgaroth.
Yes. Do you remember their names? We don't have
any. Oh, yes. Bubbles and Richard.
This is your one.
this is your name.
The one you know.
Joe,
it's you. You've got it.
Richard.
It's the joke one.
I remember Gage. It was Bubbles and Richard Fromage.
Spot on, Joe.
Who could forget with a name like that?
Classic.
I'm pretty low on characters. Could you give me like nicknames for them?
B-dubs and...
Yeah.
Maybe like shorten Richard Fromage down to something. Can't think of anything.
Rico...
Just say Dick Cheese. Say Dick Cheese. I have been 2 seasons. I have been waiting for it.
If you want me to say things, you can always just ask. I mean, I'll say them.
The show is scripted.
Dick Cheese.
If the show was scripted, I would be so furious. You cannot act this infuriated. So we've got these betrayers, but Kazgaroth was summoned even despite your best efforts. Look, we have photo evidence. And there's a picture of Barney the dinosaur. Okay. Well, we took it from space, so it's sort of, it's hard to get the pixelation right.
Yes, I get it.
Well, maybe he wasn't so great. At least his name is... Who was he?
Albert?
Albert, yeah, that one. Yes.
Well, Albert was also trying... attempting to de-summon this creature, and he ended up saving us all by tearing down the volcano and took Kazgaroth with it. We were helped out by the war chief, who also
I feel like the dinosaur got a few hits in.
Well, and then I didn't really want to bring it up, but then there was Shirley. Shirley was there.
Oh, yes.
Teddy's old friend and babysitter also fought valiantly.
Mm, Shirley Sharkman.
You may have heard of him.
Mm.
Not at all.
He was like an action man, but with like the body and head.
Look here.
That sounds insane.
We're here. Awesome. Where's the barrel?
Is that a mind flare?
I think. Just pull out. I don't know.
Gotta order those barrels, Teddy.
And barrel another like unmentioned out. Corpse.
No, not that one. Oh, here we go. Pull out Shirley.
As stated, I am a registered guidance counselor, so I can help you work through this.
We're gonna bung him in here.
Oh gosh! Oh no!
I've been doing it slowly over time, just scooping more bits in.
Just because this is an audio medium, he means bung him in here into his brain hole. Not
yeah. I scoop him out with a spoon mm-hmm. and I pour them into the hole.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So far, I don't think I've had any results, but it's early days.
We're here doing.
Speaking of which, actually.
Right in front of us, huh?
Your eyes are going a little bit darker.
I have noticed you've been more active lately.
Mm. That's not how around. Any of this works. It's a miracle you're alive.
I would be inclined to agree with you, but look, yeah. I mean.
You can't argue with results, Longfella.
The guy beat the T-Rex. We sort of stood around and helped a bit.
Feel like it.
We did most
Teddy,
of it.
Teddy
we did all of it.
A lot of people trying to fight.
Yes, we sort of helped rally them together to, you know, work together to take this thing down. And successfully did so.
I've just opened a Wikipedia article. Kazgaroth is like a god level summon here, and you guys just.
Well, you don't want to brag.
Mm. Oh, I mean, sure. Just let me get this out. Joe humbly sweated out over his brow, moist and glistening in the sun. Mm.
Do we get paid for these?
Yeah, when do we get to ride on the motorbike?
I get paid for these.
Oh. All right, well, what was your name again? Randy Longfellow.
Yeah, sure, why not? That's my pen name.
Well, just stay tuned for books starring you. See how you like it.
Oh, I lead a very boring life. I don't think you can really sex up, and then he wrote fanfic about Joe Thunder.
You just watch.
Well, I look forward to it. Is there something going on?
No. Guys.
I mean.
Spicy cop romance.
I'll prove it. I start writing. The story of the world's most cop that I hate the most and definitely do not like.
A fist slams down on the table again. Listen here. Stop flirting, you two. Sexton. Stop wheeling your eyebrows at him. These little punks aren't done with the story. Wait, they kind of are. Shit.
And then we got pulled over. I mean, like, is that, like, what happened directly after we...
We flash back to you guys pushing boats out onto the dock.
Woohoo! Great, now my hands are covered in paint.
All right, you little punks. But let me ask you this, where to now, huh? Running back to Lantan? Gonna get trapped in some extra plane or mischief? Or is it Waterdeep?
Can you check your notes there? I'm not sure. Like...
Let me just see here. We've recorded a few episodes. It would be spoilers if I told you. But let me just say, it's gonna be excellent.
Did we cover...
Probably not.
I mean, we missed plenty.
I'm more confused than ever. I got lots of
things to show you. I mean, like, this is my lucky spear. It's got a button on it. That's where it's fun.
Yeah, press it.
Gage has got, like, a magic watch.
Mm, yes. We left out a lot of...
Oh my God.
Got this cane.
Yes.
And he met his uncle in Lantern.
And a lot of guns. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're...
That's true. Yeah, his uncle's like an inventor.
Yeah, we left out, like, all the good bits.
We really should have said all this during the part where we were in Lantan.
Why are you putting your notebook away?
Well, because I thought we...
Now we know... Okay.
Why are you remembering everything?
Press the button, Joe. Press the button.
Okay, I pressed my button. Just check this out. It's wonderful.
It's a one.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know what that does because I didn't bring any of my shit today.
Oh, sorry.
It turns the Wi-Fi off. Oh, hey, I'm not getting any Wi-Fi from your boat. Could you
I've only really got the one button. I don't have like an undo.
I'm just not. I'm doing. It's on live journal.
It usually wears off like after 10 rounds or something.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just put it into a WordPad for now until it comes back in.
And then after the Khazgroth, just between the Khazgroth and the boat pushing, we went up with 3 or 4 levels.
I don't have that in my notes anywhere.
Yeah.
It says you're woefully...
got a bunch of new abilities and feats.
It
and
says
stuff.
Here you're woefully underleveled for the challenges that you're put in front of. Like, disgustingly so.
Seems to be a running theme since episode, 1?
2 is when you fought them. I mean...
Oh, yes.
But here we are, and we're all better than ever.
Oh, guys, do you know what I'm feeling coming on?
Oh. Jazz hands.
One of these fancy high fives.
Whoa! Oh, here we go!
Oh, I'm glad these guys are here to see it.
Oh, yeah, mine's going, too.
What's that?
It's a 6.
Yeah. 6, that's not great.
Oh, they missed.
We'll try again tomorrow, I guess.
Okay. Well, look, that was a disappointing end to a disappointing episode. I guess we'll learn about your magic spear and how you met a god. Gage's interdimensional pocket watch.
Did I not mention?
And Teddy's severe mental trauma. I guess we'll pick all that up later sometime. We don't really need that for the report anyway. But look, we've been going for about an hour now, so we should... Any other things you want put down here? This is your permanent record, so...
I lost my master in limbo.
All right, anyway.
Also put down, I have many, many friends. Many. Lots and lots of friends, and they're all my best friends, and they all like me.
That's weird. It says here you disowned by your family, and Joe's sort of on the fence.
Since that?
You have that down there.
Oh,
wow.
Is that about Joe?
Yeah.
It's very accurate.
Oh, not Joe Thunder, just the other Joe, you know.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tell you. There's another Joe.
Well, he's going to have to change his name.
He's in this barrel somewhere.
Damn right.
Oh, and Teddy has a child of sorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That might not be canon. Let's, maybe.
Did we edit that out?
I can't remember if we edited that out or not. Just the whole responsibility thing might not be the best idea. Yeah, you little punks. I'm really worried about the amount of NPCs you're tagging along right now.
Gesture to the barrels.
Well, where's that bike?
Where's that what? You exploded our car with your gun.
Oh.
With my gun. Right. You want to have another play with it?
Well, we don't really have enough room on the boat for more people.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I guess we'll just sit here and wait. On the shore, not on the boat. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could...
No, we gotta get out before the end of the episode.
It's swimming distance. So.
You want us to swim back to shore?
Sort of
you can just see it. You can see it. It's not that far.
All right, Longfella.
Aren't you like water cops or whatever?
Space cops.
Oh. Well,
same sort of
Come thing. On, Longfella. Let's dive into the water with your laptop and swim back to shore and then hitchhike back to space. No, I'm okay. Just let me save this draft real quick.
Should we give him a birthday party?
All right,
that's probably a bad idea.
It's been a pleasure, you.
I've got this laser gun.
Let me just make sure I've got everything in my pockets. Keys, wallet, phone. All right, that's it's probably like, all I
basically
need to get
pressing
for.
It to the back of his head. Just looking at Joe and Gage. Huh?
Huh? Oh, hang on a minute. I'm tangled in these cords, and the cord's attached to a fan, and it's slowly dragging me up. Oh no, if someone doesn't stop this, I might die. Oh, jeez.
Oh. I can't remember if this is in or out of character for Teddy.
The Wi-Fi is up, so we're not getting any reception. Things could happen to us, and they wouldn't know for days.
I mean, as exciting as it would be, I feel like we shouldn't kill a cop. But
I don't remember having... I mean, not that we've recorded other episodes, but I don't remember having this laser gun.
Yeah, so we might have to dispose of it after this. So it's sounding like we're going to have to end this cop. Just for continuity's sake.
If we end the... If we give the cops a birthday... Do you think there are more cops will come?
Yes!
Yeah, they totally
wait, no. No, I don't. I see where you're going. They're not going to bring more bikes for you. We're not trying to get more cops here.
They won't. You won't get a ride on a.
No, they will arrest you. We'll have to rescue you from space jail.
That sounds pretty fun.
Which does, yeah. Actually,
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm talking myself into this here.
Hey, where's my gun, you little punk? Give me back. He holsters it. Splash! Oh, I can't swim! Come on, you little punk. After a couple of minutes, another police car swoops out of the sky, picks him up, and they shoot into space. They really left some very important stuff out, but I guess, you know, if they forgot about it, it can't really be that important to them. Yeah, you're right. But I think those little punks' adventure is just beginning. Well, no, they're actually only doing 3 seasons, so it's kind of coming to a close. Ah, I wish them all the best. Boop-boop!